Hello, 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 everyone. Good day, good day, good day to you. How are you today? How are you feeling? Where are you at with yourself? Just notice, are you stressed? Are you tired? Are you happy? Are you joyful? Can you just, with me right now, take a couple deep breaths just to move into a state of deeper relaxation into whatever you are and wherever you're at? So take that deep breath. On the out breath, make a sound. Once more. And on the out breath, make a sound. Now, just noticing once again, taking inventory of yourself. Where are you at now with yourself? Can you allow yourself just to be where you're at with yourself now? I want to talk to you today about what we're doing right now as we're being in some way kind and compassionate to ourselves by simply allowing ourselves to be where we're at. And when we actually allow ourselves to be wherever we're at, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, that is an act of kindness towards oneself. That is an act of being compassionate. And I want to talk about manifesting more kindness and compassion in one's life. It's true. Actually, surprisingly, research is showing that people who give kindness and compassion often receive more health benefits than people who receive acts of kindness. That's kind of interesting, right? Supposedly, there's a certain part of the brain that becomes more activated when we give money than we receive money. This whole idea, right, of giving more. And I also have researched this myself, and there's neuroscientists out there who believe that this reaction in the brain is creates a sense of reward and emotional connection by causing the release of neurotransmitters that create dopamine and oxytocin, which is these brain chemicals that affect our ability to feel pleasure and experience social bonding and all kinds of cool stuff. In addition to these mental wellness benefits, acts of kindness also improve physical wellness, and it's really cool. There's a lot of cool benefits, right? And I don't think we realize that. We don't realize that by doing acts of kindness that are random and loving in some way, not only to others, but to ourselves, we are actually creating a more balanced life, a more balanced state of being. We're actually decreasing stress. We're actually increasing health benefits. And this balance in our life is, it actually helps sustain more optimal health. And this is something that I just was so excited to learn about myself in this way, that because over the years, I could really feel how sometimes I really struggled with being kind to myself. I mean, what about you? What about being compassionate with yourself? Especially when I was hurting, especially when I was suffering. I mean, that's when I would really beat myself up. I've had a big past in this life of being very, you know, abusive and persecuting of myself. And there's all this research now that shows over time, if we decide to change that, as I just was sharing with you, we actually create new chemicals in our body and our brain that turns on this beautiful energy inside of ourselves that brings us into a greater balance within ourselves, so that we feel more energized, more alive, more vitality, more excitement for life. All this good stuff happens. And so I say, if you want to manifest more kindness and more compassion in your life, where you actually feel that in your own life more, and you feel like when you look around, it's around you and it's about you, is because you are giving it not only to yourself, you're giving it to others, right? This random acts of kindness. And what are some of the ways we can do that? We can do that through volunteering at, you know, a charity randomly. We can help someone who's struggling with their groceries walking through the parking lot. You can help them. You can open the door for someone at a store. Someone who drops something, you can rush over there and help them. And then also, right, just helping yourself. Being there for yourself when you're feeling low energy and Perhaps even feeling some judgment of oneself and feeling a less energy or a not good enough energy. Rather than beat yourself up, can you just be there for yourself lovingly and speak loving, kind words to yourself? Like, wow, I really see that you're having a hard time right now. How can I help you? And state your name. You know, I do that pretty often. I really talk to myself pretty often and say, you know, Reagan, you know, I'm here for you. I love you. And I want us all to do that right now. I want to practice this. This is just a sacred, sacred, powerful practice. And I want us all to just close our eyes, if you can. If you can't close your eyes, take a deep breath right now. If you can, place your hands over your heart or just one hand. I want to see if you can just drop in to your heart space right now. See if you can just feel your heart. See your heart, notice your heart. Drop into your heart right now. What are you feeling when you do this? Do you feel a lightness, a brightness, a great energy, a loving energy? Or might you feel some sadness, some low energy? Your heart is where the truth resides. It will not lie. It will show you what's really going on inside you. So often we think we're leading and living in the heart, and we're actually leading and living from the ego, our personality self, not our true divine self of the heart. So rest here, if you will, in your heart for a moment. And so I say, if you want to manifest more kindness and compassion in your life, do this periodically through the day. It will be the most beautiful practice that you can do for yourself. And therefore, by doing this, not only are you giving yourself this kindness and this compassion, but you're going to exude it unto others so much more easily and gracefully and lovingly, right? And enjoy it with enjoyment. So with this practice right now, of now resting in your heart, I want you to state out loud your name and say, I'm here for you. I see you. I feel you. And offer this moment of your heart, that you're connecting with your heart, to share anything and everything out loud that it wants to share with you right now. Give it a voice. This is you being extremely kind and compassionate to you in this moment. You might be surprised about what might come out right now. So please just let it surface, whatever your heart wants to say to you. Let it speak. Get out of your own way and just listen. You're just responding to your heart now and saying, thank you for sharing. Thank you for giving me this message or this truth. I want to know the truth, no matter how it makes me feel. I want to know the truth because I want to know the real me. I want to become the real me, which I know is loving and kind and compassionate. I know by me being more loving and compassionate to myself and others, I create more emotional, spiritual, and physical benefits. In fact, physical wellness, mental wellness, spiritual wellness comes more into balance because of me doing this simple practice right now. keep repeating my words. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, dear heart of mine, for your patience and me hearing what you have to say to me. I want to listen more often and drop in just as I have right now. And weed through any of the illusions created by the ego that attempt to stop me from hearing the messages of my heart. I am so grateful. I now pour upon me so much love, so much kindness and compassion, as I know that this is what helps me manifest love and compassion and kindness in my life. And it stimulates me, inspires me to want to be more loving, kind, and compassionate to others. I want to let my heart lead the way, always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a deep and slow breath, letting it go on the out breath. Good. Basically, I just took you through a little bit of a guided meditation with your heart. You can do this anytime. Placing your hands over your heart. I see you. I feel you. I'm here with you. I'm giving you a voice now to speak to me. Your heart will speak to you. And you'll learn a great deal, not only about yourself, but about the reality that you're creating. If you want it to change, begin to drop in to your heart more often. This is a practice. You get better at it. You want to do it more as you do it because it starts to really shine for some pretty magical energy in your life. Just, it is the way. It is the truth. It is the light, the way of the heart. It is what helps bring in more kindness and compassion in your life and what inspires you to give more to others. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so grateful. I hope this was helpful for you. Sending forth love and my blessings to you. All right. Bye-bye.